You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. For decades, medical experts have been working to come up with treatments for Huntington's disease. It's a fatal genetic condition that hits adults in midlife and deteriorates the mind and body's functions. It's rare as diseases go, but still, just over 40,000 people have symptomatic cases in the U.S., with another 200,000 at risk of inheriting the condition. And finding a way to slow or stop the progressive changes could potentially lead to effective treatment for other neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. UW-Madison researchers are looking for people to participate in a study to help do that, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you or a loved one have Huntington's disease? Have you decided to get tested for it, or would you rather not know? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Jane Paulson is a research faculty member at UW-Madison's neurology department. She's preparing to run a study that would determine if the disease can be prevented. Jane, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
And Kelly Koberger is with us, a Wisconsin resident and a volunteer with the Wisconsin chapter of the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Huntington's disease runs in her family. Kelly, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, Jane, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little more about Huntington's disease, how people get it, and what it does?
Yes, it is a genetic condition, and actually, Rob, your description was pretty good. That means if it's genetic, it's autosomal dominant, meaning if your parent has it, you have a 50-50 chance of receiving it because you have a gene from your mother and one from your father. So you might, whichever one has the disease in their chromosomes, you have a 50-50 chance of getting that allele from them and inheriting the disease. And if you do get the gene, then you're at almost 90%, 99% risk to have that gene manifest itself sometimes in your lifetime. And now the thing about this disease is it can start at any time. I've seen patients as young as 2 years old and as old as 82 that lived a healthy life without the disease and just had it start at age 80. So it can have an age of onset at any age, but the average age of onset is 39. So it's right in the middle of life when you're raising your kids and working at your job and wanting to continue. And so we're trying to figure out how to, if we can't completely treat it or cure it, then we want to delay its onset and move it back a little bit.
And Kelly, this is an issue obviously very close to home for you. Your mom had the disease and passed away from it. Can you talk about the impact it had on her and your family?
Sure, absolutely. So my mom passed away in 2015, and I was about 11 years old when I started noticing her symptoms. So I was pretty young, and the first change that I noticed or how I understood it was she was having some mood swings, and just I couldn't really, as a child, understand what was going on at that time. So over the years, we did, unfortunately, watch her decline. My grandpa passed away before her, and I did have another family member pass away as well from this disease. But I've been pretty shy about my experience, just not really wanting to talk about it because it's really sad. And this was the year that I was just ready to talk about it because there's a lot that doesn't get talked about, especially around like the mental health that goes into this for those who have the disease and then also those who live at risk and family members who are around them. So it's a pretty traumatic thing to watch, but now I'm here and I'm ready. We're actively involved in the HDSA Wisconsin chapter. We do a lot of the walks with them, and they do a gala every year in Madison that we love to attend. We've been going there for about 8 years, I think. Just doing what we can to raise money and spread awareness to hopefully find a cure someday.
Let's talk about treatment and cures, Jane. Right now, what does treatment for Huntington's disease look like?
The treatments are only for the symptoms. So Kelly did a really nice job of explaining the disease itself. It does share things with Alzheimer's disease in that you do have cognitive or thinking changes. It shares things with Parkinson's disease because you do have a movement disorder, only the movements are not like a tremor. They're like a dance movement, full body. And the part that people don't talk about that has too much stigma is the mental health issues. It also has a depression, anxiety component, which a lot of brain diseases do, and it doesn't get enough attention or appreciation or validation by the community. And so I think Kelly was very astute in bringing that up for us, and that it's all three things that people have to face: their physical limitations with the movement disorder, their cognitive limitations with the thinking changes, and their mood changes with the regulation problem with the psychiatric disorder.
And Jane, can you talk about the research you're working on? If I understand correctly, you're looking at possible ways of preventing the onset of these symptoms, even in people with this genetic change. Can you talk about what you're working on?
Yes, since right now all we do is treat those three symptoms, the movement, the mood, or the thinking, what we're looking at is trying to go in and actually do gene modifications to see if they can slow the disease progression. And so far, they are doing this clinical trial in a gene therapy clinical trial in three different ways in humans right now, which means it's fairly far along. It's already went through all the animal testing and proved to be efficacious and safe in animals. And now we're doing it in humans. And one is a gene specific that will dampen the entire HD gene. So it doesn't let your DNA tells the body what to do with that protein or with that cell. And if we dampen the whole gene, we don't let it do its thing. So one of the gene therapies will dampen the whole gene. The other gene therapies only dampens the gene that has the mutated Huntington's part so that the other gene can just do whatever it's supposed to do to be healthy. And the third way is you go in permanently with a brain surgery and one time change the DNA. So all three methods, the first two are with infusions that go up the spinal cord, and they're called antisense oligonucleotides. Those are both happening now. And the third one has just started the surgery, and they've only completed two patients. But all of these are happening in people with the diagnosis, like Kelly said, very difficult to see in your loved ones, very difficult to care for as they lose their capacity to operate their motor, their thinking, and their mood, and to see them lose their capacity to enjoy life over time. But if we can start it before the people get sick, then maybe we can just make it a late life disease, and maybe they'd all get sick at age 70 or 80 or 90 or later. So that is the idea, is if these gene therapies could be given to people earlier.
Now, Kelly, I grew up as a fan of the folk singer Arlo Guthrie, and his father, Woody Guthrie, had passed away from Huntington's. And I always thought, what is it like to live with that possibility hanging over your head? Am I going to have that too? And that's where you are, right? Can you talk about knowing that this is a possibility for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty stressful thinking about it. I think especially going into family planning would be the most stressful part, is deciding whether or not to get tested. So right now I have chosen not to get tested, and my husband and I actually have decided to not have children anytime soon. So I don't really want to live with that information hanging over my head, just knowing, okay, like, you're going to get sick at this age, maybe should you start living your life differently? And I've kind of just been like, nope, gonna live my life the same way. Maybe I have it, maybe I don't. And that's kind of what's been getting me through.
If research like Jane's provides treatments that seem like they're helping, would that change the equation for you? Would you want to get tested if there's the prospect of some kind of effective prevention of that gene manifesting itself?
I guess, you know, this, I've never even thought of that, to be honest. I think maybe, depending on what was involved with the testing. The last time I even thought about getting testing, it was a huge process where you had to meet with a counselor first. Totally understandable, and I just wasn't ready to do any of that. So it's been easier for me to just not do anything, but if there's a chance to get the treatment, and then you would have to know, and then I would absolutely reconsider. And that's very exciting. Every year at the events that we go to, they talk about research updates, and it's so exciting to hear that we're getting closer.
And Jane, I believe you're looking for participants in your research. If people out there with Huntington's disease or with a risk of it are interested, can they get on board?
Yes, and I just want to comment that I think Kelly brought up really the most important thing in my research has been that the families have asked us to please try to slow it down earlier rather than later. We don't want to prolong suffering. We want to avoid any decline in hurt in your life. And so Kelly has the right idea that until we have something to offer, I understand that it's a very personal choice. And everybody has to make that decision for themselves of whether they want to know, because you can't put the information back. Once you know what your future has and what your DNA is, then you know. So the people I work with and I have in my research are people that have chosen to know. There are people like Kelly who are young and healthy and have a family member with Huntington's disease, but they have decided that for them to just get up in the morning and start the next day, they do better with that information. Now, there's all different types of people. There's people that don't need the information. Kelly said, I'm just going to live my best life every day. You know, none of us have a guarantee on our future. I think Kelly's spot right on that. And, you know, we've got to live our best life with what we're given every day. And we have no prediction of our future that's guaranteed. But for some people, there's too much anxiety with the uncertainty. And I think we can all appreciate how bad uncertainty can feel now during this COVID crisis. And uncertainty is a very uncomfortable feeling. So if people can learn, will I get it? How old will I be? How should I plan ahead with my finances, my insurance, my childbearing, you know, my education? Some people do better with the information. So the people I need are the ones that already decided they're going to do it for themselves. Because it's so important to put yourself first. Do what's best for you first. And then if you can, we need you for research to learn more about this disease and help others. But really, you got to put your mask on first in the airplane right when it goes down. And in this case, to take care of yourself first. And if you're someone who can get tested and then volunteer for our research, that is fabulous, and we welcome you. So I definitely want those people to reach out, as well as people who have been diagnosed if they're very early in the disease, and volunteer so that we can figure out a way to prevent this disease from happening.
Jane, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And Kelly, thanks for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you, Jane, as well.
Oh, Kelly, you're a pioneer, and you're going to set the stage for everyone. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you.
Jane Paulson is a research faculty member at UW-Madison's neurology department. She's getting ready to run a study that would determine if Huntington's disease and its symptoms can be prevented. And Kelly Koberger is a volunteer with the Wisconsin chapter of the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Huntington's disease runs in her family.